This is just going to be a ridiculous rant. But it's the news. Ranting, according to me. Yeah. There wasn't a show yesterday, by the way. For those of you who are wondering. It's March 18th, Tuesday, March 18th, 8:28 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am at the home studio where my dog is trying to pull my chair across the room. There's a cat down here, and it's not the nice cat. It's the ornery cat who likes to tease him. And so now I'm getting pulled away from the microphone. This is a little awkward. Dog's doing what he wants to do. Anyway, he's becoming a bit of a problem here. So we have a little bit of a show to get into, but first we want to get into this. Sorry there wasn't a show yesterday. Yesterday there was a little bit of a hassle, nonetheless. I'm trying to teach my dog, leave it. He just continues to, he's not getting the picture. The correction thing. I'm just not understanding that part of it. There wasn't a show yesterday. I was on my way back from, where was I? Scranton. I think it's in Pennsylvania somewhere, I think. Isn't it Scranton or New York? I don't know. I don't even know where I was. I don't know what state I was in. I was in the state of confusion. I'm working up a sweat here. Dealing with this dog. We have, I wish I had a video of what's going on here, because it's really quite entertaining. It's I don't know, entertaining as much as it is just ridiculous looking. It's just like a train wreck. Anyway, in my cup, let's just talk about my cup. I have my homebrew of chai. And I've noticed when I drink chai, my voice does not do well. It does things to my voice. It doesn't make it smooth and creamy, like tea, like regular tea, like my backup cup here. Unfortunately, my backup cup is the average on sweet tea standards. It is McDonald's sweet tea, and it's very watered down. Typically, McDonald's sweet tea is extremely sweet, and it's kind of nice to have a little, either like a half and half mixture, or two-thirds sweet tea and a third not, or just a lot of ice, because that way it kind of waters it down a little bit, kind of mellows it out a little bit, which is always good, but that's because it's just a little bit too much, a little too rich. But that's how they get you hooked on it. So, in the meantime, we have, that's what I have here. I've got some leftover McDonald's sweet tea from yesterday, along with my chai here. But I had planned on having some audio today. Of course, I never have time for anything anymore. There are 201,000 things to do at my house, of which I keep adding to that number every day, and there's always something else going on that seems to run my life, and I can't. One of those things is the dog. Oh, looky there, he just laid down, just like that, just laid down. That's what happens when you choke him out, I guess. I didn't choke him out. Just for those of you who know, animals were hurt in the recording of this podcast. I have. I just have I have millions of things to do, and usually a limited amount of time at home. This first part of this month and last month, I was just not home that much, not home enough. Of course, when I was home, the weather was terrible. That's just the way it works out. When the weather is good, then I have a list of other things I have to do, appointments, dog vet, cat vet. Tomorrow I have to take my wife to the vet. Because we can't afford a regular doctor. Much like a Seinfeld episode. We have, she's going to the real doctor tomorrow. I take her to that. Anyway, I don't get into that because that's HEPA. I don't want to violate any HEPA rules here. But needless to say, she needs a ride to the doctor's office tomorrow, so I'm doing that. Anyway, the I got a couple days, a couple more days after today, and then I got to go back to work again for another 4 days. So, and I supposedly get 4 days off. Really five. Sort of. Anyway. Okay, now you know my schedule. I'm sure that's what you were on the edge of your seats for. So we have, by the way, listenership is up. What happens here? I get these spikes once in a while where it just all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of people listening. And I don't know what that's all about. But on the 13th, how many days ago was that? On the 13th, was that last Friday? Was it that long ago? Tuesday, 17, 16, 15, 20. No, it was Thursday, wasn't it? I think it was Thursday. Anyway, whatever it was. It was Thursday, actually. And lots of people, about three times as many people listening as what usually listens. I don't understand that. Whether it's a dump from other services like Spotify or something, I don't know what happens there, but it's just, I don't know how they do the calculations and run the numbers. In the meantime, this is just a rant about what's going on with the Democrat Party right now. I just want to lean into this a little bit. They are coming apart at the seams. I don't even think they somebody needs to lead that party. They have no leadership right now. There's nobody leading the party. Everybody's just, because they left, Barack Obama was leading it, basically. He was still leading the party when Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, and Chuck Schumer were leading the party. Nancy Pelosi has, stepped off the podium because she's no longer the speaker. So now you have Joaquin Jeffries, who is not a speaker. He's not a, I would say he's not a very, I don't know whether he's smart in other things. I have no idea, but he's not smart as a politician. He can barely give a speech. Every time the Democrats give a speech right now, it is completely scripted. Everything is read from a piece of paper, and you can watch them do this. And I can hear it in their voice. If I hear it on the radio or just the audio of them giving a speech, I can hear the speech. I can hear the reading as they're reading. This is a prepared statement, probably by someone else that they just looked over before they got up and said it. They probably didn't prepare it themselves. You can tell that. Early on in my life, very early on, when I was 16, 17 years old, I don't know if I just have a unique way of talking or what it is, but when I would write a paper of any kind, people could say, well, you wrote that yourself. That sounds like the way you talk. And I mean, it's written the way I talk, I guess. And so there's something specific, and I don't think I'm the only person who does this. I think everybody who has a writing style, if they're writing from a place of passion, from a place of their just authenticity, just not copying and pasting stuff or having AI write something for them. I think that there's a part of their personality that comes across in that. I do not hear that in most of the speeches that I hear coming from people like Chuck Schumer. Now, I hear a consistent flow, and it's consistent with other speeches they do because they have the same speech writers. It's not consistent with the way they just talk normally in everyday life. That's what I'm getting at. And right now, the Democrats are all reading from a script. And most of them are reading from the same script, literally doing that. They're putting things out on social media. And most of them are, they put this together. They did it once. They had like at least 28 Democrats that they matched up the speech. Everybody said everything verbatim, word for word. And of course, they put little cuss words in here and there that are supposed to make them sound more authentic and relate to the common man more. That's their theory, of course. And that is not appropriate, in my opinion. It does not make you sound... I'm sorry. Cussing does not make you sound more adult. Does not make you sound more intelligent. It doesn't. I get it. If you throw a cuss word in now and then, I understand. You're just trying to express yourself. And sometimes the explorative just seems to fit. I get it. But what I'm saying is, it does not add to your authenticity or the level of intelligence that you're trying to portray. And right now, the Democrats are cussing their minds out. Every time they talk, whether they're a former Capitol Police officer, they're one of their little rallies they're having. They have somebody stand up and speak. They're all using the F word. They're all using, of course, they're using the S word. Just the starts with a sh, and it rhymes with it. They like to throw this, and I pick on everybody who does this. Megyn Kelly does this all the time. Uses the crap word starts with an S, the poop word. Does it all the time, and I think they do this in an attempt to make themselves feel more like the common man. It's almost to the point of sounding phony to me. I'm sorry. When you use it, it just sounds like you're trying to placate and pretend like you're down with the normal people out there. You're not one of the elites because you can say that word. That's what it sounds like to me. That's something in my head, but just to me, it sounds like we're just using this. It's kind of like, and look, everything in the Democrat Party is a show. Need I remind you, back when the Democrat primary was going on, and Pocahontas, I guess her name is, Elizabeth Warren, had this little thing where she comes on and she does this little thing and she's doing her little, is it TikTok or whatever, short or whatever video, whatever social media thing platform it was. I don't know if it was YouTube or what it was. And she's on there doing her little thing. And she goes, first I need to get a beer. And then she goes over and she gets a beer and she cracks it open and she takes a sip. And then it was the most awkward thing I'd ever seen. And it was all for the show. It's like, I'm just going to sit down and have a beer with my constituents. She doesn't drink. She probably drinks hard drinks. She doesn't remind me of a wine drinker. She's more of a whiskey, or martini class. I don't know. I don't know what she drinks. I don't know if she even drinks. Maybe she doesn't drink. But she was or Chuck Schumer. Was it July 4th last year? Comes up with this picture of him with raw hamburgers that didn't look like the grill was on. The burgers were raw. It had like six or seven of them on there, eight of them maybe. All with cheese already on them. You don't do that. You don't put the cheese on until the burgers are cooked. But there he is, posing. It was a posed picture. This didn't happen in real life. Of course, there's nobody else in the picture. There probably wasn't anybody at his house because I don't know if he has any friends. But this is the kind of stuff they do all the time. It's always for the optics. It's always for the camera. Need I remind you, even back the first time that this was so blatantly, stupidly obvious to me, and almost to the point of being just ridiculous. Just the ridiculous things. This is what this show is about. So it's just called The Ridiculous Things That that Democrats Do. They had a whole bunch of doctors they invited over to the, because this is when the whole Obamacare thing was going on. And they had all these doctors invited to the White House and they were going to be on the lawn. And of course, they get all these doctors, they're all lined up, they're all coming in. Obama probably didn't greet any of them or anything, who knows. He comes up to make his speech, all these doctors are there on the lawn, they got all these chairs sitting out there. As the doctors are filing in, they're handing them white coats and stethoscopes. They're all sitting there on the White House lawn, middle of the day, all of them wearing white coats and stethoscopes because, after all, that means they're doctors. They could have been, who knows what kind of doctors they were. They could have been a podiatrist. White coats and stethoscopes. Because, you know, you need to have a stethoscope on to listen to someone's feet. Who knows? But they had to look like doctors. So they were all wearing white coats and stethoscopes. And these guys all fell for it. They all, of course, they got a chance to go and be sit on the White House lawn and be part of the president's thing. And that's, it was all about the optics. It was all about all they had to have was these people out there wearing white coats and saying that they're doctors, and most of them probably were. Maybe they were doctors. Maybe they were doctors like Joe Biden was doctor of education. That's not a medical doctor. But either way is fine. It's just, you're just lying about the kind of doctor you are. It's just both are doctorates and all their things. But just don't pretend like if you have a doctorate in engineering, you're not a doctor of education. Don't show up at an education thing saying, "Well, I have a doctor, so therefore I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor of engineering, so therefore I know all about teaching." That's not the way you do that. It's just disingenuous. It's phony. And that's exactly what we have going on here with the Democrat Party. And they are so lost in their identity right now. They don't know if they are the complete woke left. They realize, I think deep down inside, they realize the woke thing failed them in 2024. That was one of the major things in the country. The border, illegal immigration. Not just immigration, illegal immigration. Wokeness. All the stuff about men and women's bathrooms. Or boys and girls' bathrooms in schools. Men participating in girls' sports. All that stuff. That was huge stuff. Those were huge issues. Up there on the... Inflation, of course, the economy is always up there. By the way, the price of eggs are lower now than they were when Trump took office. Inflation is down lower than it was when Trump took office. You don't hear about that. All of a sudden, stop talking about it. It's as if everything they try to throw at this guy is, and it's always just like, what is up with this issue? My wife asked this question. It blows my mind. How in the world do people, does a judge say, okay, so we're deporting these Trinidad Aragua guys, and we're these gang, most of them have been arrested for violent crimes. They're on a plane being deported. They're being sent out of the country, back to whatever country it was. And the judge orders the plane to turn around and come back. You can't deport these people. I have no authority to do that. These people aren't citizens. And supposedly the left finds these people who got caught up in the dragnet, when an individual here or there that supposedly got caught in the dragnet. Well, this person was a U.S. citizen and they did this and that, and they got dragged up. ICE came in and raided a place and took 150 people, detained them for 3 days. They were denied due process and they were held against their will, and it was kidnapping. It was kidnapping. Well, and then we don't hear about the story. If the story is true, this is here again. I can guarantee you, if these stories are true, this is kind of like the whole thing. What was that one story that happened a while back about something? And you heard all about it on social media, but you didn't hear anything about it on MSNBC or CNN, unless it was some weird guy that they got on, like a little interview thing that they were doing with somebody outside the news organization. And they would do this stuff. And my dog's trying to walk around and find a place to lay down. There you go. They do this stuff. And they found this it was the story. The story was all over the place on social media, and it was never in the news. And all of a sudden, comes it was the whole thing with the code, the COBOL code. That's what it was. The whole thing about the people who are older than 100 years old, everybody over 100 years old is on Social Security. And these people had all this explanation, all this code, this is why they can't find this, because of the code. And they forget that they even posted it. They forget that they even said it. They just paste something like that on social media and they move on to the next thing. And they just keep going on with the next thing and the next thing. And they never find out that, they never pause for a moment and say, was that true? Because it wasn't true, by the way. It wasn't the coding system that was the problem. And of course, now they just deny it. Oh, there's nobody. That's not happening. That's all a conspiracy theory. You know, Trump got up and said that somebody 150 years old is on Social Security. That's not happening. It absolutely is. And the numbers are ridiculous. And then if it's not true, then how did they come to that conclusion? Because apparently there's a problem with record keeping. That would be considered inefficiency. Fraud, waste, and abuse. So fraud, waste, and abuse is what they're going after. Something the Democrats have said for years that we're going to get rid of fraud, waste, and abuse. Now, why would you want to get rid of fraud, waste, and abuse? Well, it's so that it makes it more efficient. And that way, when government does take our money, it at least goes to where it's supposed to go. It's not sloshing back and forth in some fund out there that goes into Stacey Abrams' pocket. Or her organization, which is a pocket. That's when you have a pocket it's not you, it's your pocket. It's your part of your garb. Your body doesn't have pockets. It's the clothes you put on. And these pockets are much like these little NGOs that surround these politicians. So when the money goes into the NGO, it's like putting money in your pocket because you have control of it. You have access to it. You have some kind of strings attached somewhere that you can manipulate that money and do something with it. In fact, one of the cases that she had, one of the issues that she had was she paid some law firm $10 million for a lawsuit they were filing. Now tell me that some of that money didn't come back to somebody's pocket that she knows. Things like that. Fraud, waste, and abuse. In other words, they're wasting money by pouring it into things that don't matter. Fraud, where people just defraud the system. And abuse, where people abuse the system. They don't need it, but they still get it anyway, which is because it's akin with fraud. They're trying to get rid of those things. In my opinion, we're better off stripping it down to the point where somebody does potentially get hurt. We can always make that not hurt physically, but just financially, they have a problem, and then they struggle, and they come back. And we get that person taken care of. We get them back, that fixed. We'll fix those things if it goes too far. But these cuts have got to happen. There's been article after article of some of these guys that have been saying, look, we are in the midst of an emergency here. We should have taken care of this 20 years ago. And it's got to be done now, or this is our last opportunity. We keep kicking this can down the road, and it's just we are headed for a financial disaster in our country. Yeah, we can keep printing the money. The problem is we are so close to runaway inflation, and the value of the dollar is going to go away. All the stuff that we're cutting increases the value of the dollar on the world set, and that's the whole issue right here. We've got to maintain value of the dollar on the world economy. Otherwise, the whole thing collapses. The tariffs are protecting the value of the dollar. The fraud and abuse, getting rid of all that, protects the value of the dollar. It all boils down to that. That way now when you work for that dollar, it means something. Now, here's the other. The Democrats are so out of their mind with rage. I believe this is more and more I realize that there is a serious spiritual battle going on here. And there is almost a demonic inspiration, I'll say, from a lot of people who have such hatred for Donald Trump. It's one thing to not like his policies, not to like the way he lives his life, whatever it is you want to do. That's okay. Well, fine. That's fine for you. I there's a lot of things about him that I don't like, that I do not prefer. But he's not my pastor. But we've got to straighten out the country, and it's, I don't care if the guy's rough around the edges. It's got to be done. Some of this stuff's got to be done. Stuff that the Democrats 10 years ago, or not 10 years ago, but 20 years ago would have agreed with. The problem is they never did anything about it. Obama talked about it, never did it. Biden talked about it, never did it. Clinton talked about it, never, he did, he actually did it. Some of it, he didn't fix any problems. They just kind of made it. It was mostly token stuff. Bush certainly never did it. He was a big spender. Yeah, of course, he blamed 9/11 and the Iraq War, of course, and the Afghanistan thing that was going on. It was a big war machine thing. So it was just all a chance to, and that's what got us into the economic situation we were in 2008. So what ends up happening here is that the left continues to go down this road of just opposing anything that Trump proposes. Anything. And that's where they're losing their footing. They're losing their grip on reality here. And it's of course it's tearing them apart. This whole thing with this budget bill. They were opposed to that. They were going to shut down the government. All this stuff was going to happen. Of course, then everybody threw it in their face that, hey, you told us that shutting down the government was a bad idea and would hurt everybody. Of course, something happened here with Chuck Schumer. I don't know if they have something on him, what's going on with that whole thing. But all of a sudden, he opposed his party, most of them. And when it gets – apparently him and Joaquin Jeffries are not getting along real well right now. And so he basically said he's going to vote for it. It's going to go through. Now, of course, that did just rip the Democrat Party apart. Everybody's all upset with him now. You do not step outside the party lines here. You don't go against the party, whoever's running it. I don't know who's making all these decisions. But the agenda, you don't step outside the agenda. You don't say anything bad. Like Gavin Newsom recently started this podcast. And of course, now I got another competition now. I got more competition in the podcast thing. Michelle Obama started a podcast. She had her brother on. They're talking about hot dogs. Why a hot dog isn't a sandwich. That's pretty compelling. That's pretty serious, deep stuff right there. Everybody's going to tune into that. The Obamas have lost their influence. And again, this gets back to who's running the Democrat Party right now. You've got Fetterman out there opposing what the Dems are doing. You've got Schumer going against what the Dems, the party at large, wants to do, which supposedly is ending his career. It's not going to end his career. This guy's got controls way too much. He'll be in there until he's dead, probably. He'll be 137 years old. He'll have a little mechanical devices making his mouth move while they're filling his... These people cannot let go of their power. And at some point, it becomes more than just that person. I've talked about this before. It's not just about like Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, he'd probably like to go home and just feed the ducks. The problem is everybody around him loses their job if Mitch McConnell... You've got all these people who have entrenched themselves into the McConnell machine. We have to keep McConnell there because the next guy coming in is not going to hire us. So we have to keep him there. So it's this whole administration around McConnell that becomes entrenched in power. They're the ones really running the show now. So it gets to this point where it's no longer, this is, Joe Biden was the epitome of that with the auto pin. Of course, that whole thing is blowing up now. Joe Biden was the auto pin president. Donald Trump had this funny meme he put out where he was 45, he had a picture of him as 45. Then, of course, they had the picture of an auto pen. And they had down below, they had, you know, president 2017 to 2020, whatever, 2021, whatever. And then the next one was 2021 to 2025, auto pen, picture of an auto pen. And then have had him there as the president from 2025 to 2029. So it's kind of a funny, it was kind of a funny troll. Which I believe Trump does a lot. I think he spins he puts stuff out there that keeps the media spinning around in circles while he's actually doing his get stuff done, keeps him off his back kind of thing. That's my opinion. That's what I think he does. He'll throw something out there crazy, like, we're gonna buy Canada, we're gonna buy Iceland or Greenland or whatever it was. Can he do that? Oh, he's gonna take over Greenland. That's the kind of stuff he does. And I think the whole thing with being a dictator on day one, I think he knew that was going to spin their heads off as well. He does that kind of stuff all the time. So it's just interesting stuff like that. But the question remains, who is running the Democrat Party? And that there is nobody, right? It is in such disarray. Now, somebody has to either step up, or they're just going to continue to fly apart. Now, I think that more and more people are realizing, hey, Trump is not necessarily the bad man we've played him out to be, but they have created this monster among the populace on their side that just thinks somebody needs to be the hero and bring this guy down. They are now saying that he was elected, that his election was illegal. There are people out there having these little rallies where they're going out, say, Trump he's an illegal president. He wasn't elected legally. He's illegal because they're saying he was a felon. Therefore, he shouldn't be the president. And they're making up all kinds of numbers. Well, only a third of the voters voted, and only this many. He didn't win the popular vote because not everybody voted. Well, you can't just fill in the blank of the people who didn't vote saying, well, they would have voted for Kamala, or they wouldn't have voted for Trump. You don't know that. It's the old straw man thing. They do this all the time. Look, they're basically saying that he stole the election, that he cheated. They're starting to say that now, all over the place. Gee, what are you going to be an insurrectionist? Doesn't that make you an insurrectionist? Are you going to admit that the 2020 election was not stolen? Oh, so now are you guys are saying the 2024 election was stolen? The very people who were condemning and vilifying anybody who thought that the 2020 election was rigged? Was a felon, a criminal, an insurrectionist? They've lost their lily liver minds. And I believe that the rage and the hatred and this monster they've created in their heads that doesn't exist is running their lives. And it's ruining their lives. Day after day, I see people posting things on social media. People I know. People I used to consider close friends. Making statements, comments, and all kinds of other things, posting things, making statements about Christians. Posting things that are just copy and paste stuff from other people that they have no idea whether it's true or not. They just post it. And it just continues to go on and on and on. And I never hear anything about their life. Hey, how's your mom doing? How's your dog doing? What's going on with your job? Nothing about that. It's all political crap. And it continues to drive wedges between them and anybody. Even people who are moderate, who would probably have a discussion with them, don't want to participate in their stuff. Because if you say anything, if you ask any question or come across as if you oppose or question anything that they're saying, you're going to get pounced on by 20 other people in their little chat box. And there's no winning there. You're not winning any hearts or minds either way. So it's just let them go. Just let it be. Be sad about it, whatever. And just carry on. You live your best life, have the best influence you can with the people around you. And let them just stew in their rage. I don't know what else to do besides pray for them and try to encourage them any chance you get and just show them some love. But they're like petulant children. There's some chai. So we have all these other things going on right now. So Elon Musk now is going to rescue, his SpaceX program is going to rescue the astronauts that were supposed to be in space for 8 days and ended up there over a year. They're not going to be healthy for a while. This being in space that long is not good for your body. It does weird things to you. And of course, the Biden administration basically kind of just left them up there. Totally forgot about them, basically. They're not doing anything with them. Because NASA has become this organization that's more concerned about global warming and wokeness. We're not, even pushing the idea of space exploration or anything else. And China now has declared that the moon and Mars are theirs. Good luck with that. So that's the kind of stuff that's going on. The whole issue of trade. Now, the other thing, the Ukraine war. Putin has agreed to a ceasefire in Ukraine. Have you heard about that on the CNN or MSNBC news thing? Now, they're all saying, "Oh, he's not gonna uphold that." Well, maybe he won't. Maybe he will. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. Let's just wait and see what's happening here. All of a sudden, Ukraine dropped out of the news cycle because Volodymyr Zelensky came groveling back to Donald Trump and said, "I'm sorry." I take that back. He never said he was sorry. He said he's ready to work out a deal. He never really apologized, by the way, for what he did in the Oval Office. And of course, most of the people on the left, he's following their instructions. He's the left is telling him, and I shouldn't say just the left. I should say the establishment. The establishment Republicans and Democrats are telling him what to say, how to approach Trump, because they don't want him to look like he's weak. They're trying to manipulate Trump, and Trump knows this. Trump has been around a while. Now there are ways you can get what you want from Trump by, you stroke his ego a certain way and you do a certain thing. But even I think he's believe it or not, I think he's more self-aware than people realize. He understands the way he is, the persona that he has, what he represents. And he knows that when people come up to him and ask him a question or ask him for something, he understands the approach. He understands what's going on with that. I believe that. I think he has a definite ability to be self-aware. I think he's more self-aware than people realize he is. Just saying. Anyway, so that's my rant today. My rant is the left is just out of control, saying things that are not true. They're saying that, okay, so here, just an example. This lady was on CNN the other day being interviewed, and she said She was just some kind of lawyer, I guess. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a epidemiologist. I'm not a financial counselor. Not a geographical obtuse angle. I'm not even sure what that is. And then we have, so this lady gets on there and they're asking her questions because Donald Trump was driving the, I guess they have this new Y-class Tesla. Now, of course, Tesla sales are down. Tesla, you know, Teslas are being vandalized all over the place because that's the American way. You know, that's the right thing to do when you disagree with somebody, destroy somebody else's property. It just, you know, talk about. I mean, GM, somebody said, I think it was somebody from GM the other day, made a statement about how, you know, Tesla has had more incentives from the government than anybody else. And I think if you remember right, back during a certain time in our history, just recently, GM took some pretty seriously big loans that they never paid back. And I think the government has helped them more than any other business in the world, in my opinion. But that's other than, you know, maybe any military-industrial complex. But just to make statements like that is just outrageous. It's just stupid. Now, so this lady, then she goes on. She says, so Donald Trump was driving this. He was trying out these new Tesla. I think he drove three of them around the little area there at the White House lawn or something, or around the White House property or whatever it was. Made this little thing about how he's driving. It was a nice car. It was pretty interesting. That's about all he said. Their heads were exploding. Well, this is illegal. He can't promote some American business. He absolutely can. Joe Biden did it. Barack Obama did it. Clinton did it. I'm sure Bush did it. It wasn't that long ago. Joe Biden was driving a Jeep, an electric Jeep, around on the White House lawn. Joe Biden on the campaign trail in 2020 was driving around. Was it a Corvette? Whatever it was. I don't know what he was driving, something around. It was like smoking the tires on some kind of truck of some kind at the GM plant. He wasn't even in office. Running for office, but that was okay for him to do that. Well, he can't do that as the president. Oh, he absolutely can. He can do whatever he wants. He can come out and endorse any product he wants to. It's not illegal. It might not be. There might be some ethics involved in some of this. I have no problem. It's American ingenuity, it's American industry. Out there showing what our innovative people have done. He does that all over the country. Trump does that all over the place. Nothing illegal about it at all. Every president has done that. This lady said, oh, it's illegal. We have to impeach him. That's what they're getting at. They're trying to find reasons to impeach him. They're trying to get his, now just a little so you know, Democrat Party's approval rating right now is the lowest it has been in like 60 years or something. I don't know. Don't quote me on the numbers. I don't know. They have ridiculously low approval rating right now. Country heading in the right direction among most voters, among most people polled in the country. It's like 56% have a strong opinion that it's heading in the right direction. And another 20%, I think, believe it's either nearly or possibly in the right direction. It's not like in a positive direction, basically, or it's not in a good, it's not in a bad direction, more or less. So it's just that's pretty high rating stuff. And of course, the news media would not have you believe that. Donald Trump's approval rating is fairly high, too. I think it's higher than it was at this time. I'm sure it's higher than it was at this time in the first term. This is a very, very different administration than we had the first time. And of course, the left can't stand it because they made this guy out to be a monster for so many years. They can't stand the fact that they were wrong about that. And now there are some waking up to that. Anna Kasparian, for example. She says she's done with the Democrats. She's not just frustrated. She's not just upset with the Democrats. She's done with the Democrats. Jillian Michaels, who was a workout person on The Biggest Loser. I don't know if you remember her. Now she got her fame. She was like one of the gym people. She has a podcast, apparently, of her own. I've listened to it a couple times. She's had some people on there that are kind of interesting. She has some good discussions with people. But I don't care for her necessarily. Just her style and stuff. But she definitely is... I think she actually had Anna Kasparian on the other day during an interview, and they were talking about the Democrat Party and how out of touch and out of control it is anymore, and it's gone off the deep end. And she's kind of woke up. And now, of course, Cenk Uygur supposedly was challenging the Democrat Party, and he's all upset with the Democrat Party, and he's out there. The person that has probably surprised me the most in the last month, just in the last week or so, has been Jake Tapper, who's come out and actually confessed and admitted, and I'm hoping to have some audio of some of these people talking, saying some things, actually come out and confessed and admitted that, you know, can't really blame Trump for going after some of these people who came after him. Look, a lot of these people broke the law coming after him. What are you supposed to do? Just let him go? Well, now you're attacking your political opponents. No, my political opponents did something that was illegal. And I happen to be in a place now where I can go after them for it. And it wasn't just going after him. It was going after all of his everybody around him. In fact, the left has been just, they lose their minds over this stuff. They've been talking about how ridiculous it is that Trump is going after the lawyers and the judges that have made some of these decisions. Well, that's what they did. Everybody around Trump there were lawyers, legal counsel that they arrested and put in jail, fined, disbarred, because they were trying to help Trump. They didn't do anything wrong. They didn't do anything illegal. They just found ways to go around stuff and went after him. They made up charges. They did all kinds of things. And now all these investigations are happening and they're going after them. They need to be rooted out. You can't have political activists sitting in seats of judgment where they're supposed to be blind justice. Just the law, just the facts, ma'am. That's all they should be dealing with. You've got this judge who's not even an appellate judge. He's just a common law judge in some little podunk town somewhere who has challenged Trump on this deportation executive order. Again, I'm not a lawyer. But by the way, let's talk about this auto pen thing for just a minute. The auto pen has never been used to sign legislation that is significant, other than when it was first invented for a particular president who basically couldn't sign his name anymore. It's kind of a handicap thing. So Biden had all these pardons signed by auto pens, except for, you know, the only thing he signed recently was his own hand, was his signing off for the election in 2024, resigning himself from the election, basically signing it over to Kamala. And the whole thing about a signature, and this is, people don't understand this. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but the way I understand it is, if you don't contest your signature, in other words, if somebody else can say, in fact, I've had other people sign my name to a check. It's like they have a check, and I'm like, just endorse it for me. You can deposit it, whatever. I won't contest it. I'm not going to contest the signature. It's, you know, whatever. or somebody signs my name to a document, or if I sign my name to a document, or whatever, however it's signed, if you don't contest that signature, in other words, if you don't say, that wasn't me that signed it, I didn't authorize that, then it's good. If you say, yeah, I'm not going to contest that signature. I am in agreement with what was signed for there. Regardless of who signed for it, I'm in agreement with it. That's whether it looks like my signature or not, I'll confess, I'll say it was my signature. It's okay. That's fine. I'm fine with that. It's the issue of authorization, and you've given authorization for that. And you can do it with, what do they call it? Power of attorney. Which, you know, if you want to really do it according to the letter of the law, somebody has power of attorney to sign for you or whatever, you can do that. But and again, I'm not a lawyer, I don't know all this stuff, but all I know is if somebody brings up a signature, the bank comes to you and says, this check looks like it was signed by somebody else. It has your name, but it looks like somebody else signed it. I authorize it, it's fine. I'm not going to contest the signature. Now, if they bring you a check and say, there's a check here for $3,000 somebody just cashed and it doesn't look like your signature, look at it and go, yeah, I didn't authorize that. Now, where that came from? That's a whole other issue. And again, seek legal counsel if you have any issues about it. If you have any questions about that, I don't know. But, okay, regardless, well, here goes the dog again. He's up and at him, making his noises. We have so much going on in the country, and they just continue to do this charade that they continue to try to prance around in front of the cameras and do all this stuff that they're doing, and it's just ridiculous. And of course, now you get somebody like the current White House press secretary. I don't know if that's what she is. I don't know. Ms. Leavitt or whatever her name is. She's like in her 20s. She just gets up there, no book, no nothing. She just gets up there and starts filleting the people who ask her stupid questions. And of course, the media, they don't know what to do with this because they're being very transparent. They're being very straightforward about stuff, and she just lets it roll. She just lets them have it. She doesn't sit there and stammer and blink her eyes and look down at what she's supposed to read and what she's supposed to say, and she doesn't know how to answer the question, and she's not saying circle back, whatever. She's not saying all that stuff. She's just giving you straight answers from what we know, just common sense answers. They can't stand that. Well, they actually like it, but they can't pretend like they like it. It's just ridiculousness. There's some audio. I'm hoping to get some of this audio compiled. It takes a little bit of extra time. It takes about four times. If I have a one-hour show and I have a lot of content, it takes about 4 hours to put all the content together, to get a one-hour show put together that's with a lot of content in it, which is... Well, a lot of times I got to get on here, click the record button and start ranting, start telling you about the things what's going on. Hopefully that's entertaining for you. In the meantime, that's all I got to say about that. We have tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I will be able to have a show. So I think now tomorrow morning's going to be a little different. Tomorrow's going to be a little bit later show in the day. Later in the day, I should say. I have a thing to do in the morning, so I think I have to be out the door by 5 o'clock in the morning. Some ridiculous amount of time. I don't know what it is. 6 o'clock, whatever it is. I'm pretty sure I won't be able to get up early enough to get a show in. So we'll just have to get it done. Just to do what we can. In the meantime, folks, keep praying for our nation. Pray for those who are really, have just been completely disillusioned and just are off their rocker about some of this stuff, because they really do need help. They really need to get, they need some of these, some people, I think some people actually need professional help from some of this stuff, because they're just completely lost their minds. God bless, folks. Have a great rest of your week. Take care.